It seems there's a new slacker geek road movie showing every week at my local Cineplex. At first blush, you might be fooled into thinking that this week's release is a documentary or even a biopic about the only knighted beetle on the planet. Nope, that's not the case with Paul. Yes, Paul is the name of the film, but it's also a diminutive otherworld alien who gets encountered up close and personally in the vicinity of Area 51 by two Brit comic book geeks named Graham and Clive. Simon Pegg and Nick Frost jolly well accomplished those roles handily, thank you. Besides being heavy fans of Pulp Fiction, Graham and Clive are big time into the UFO scene. The film joins them just as they're leaving San Diego's Comic-Con to motor east across America, a requisite for all good road movies. Other than to pause for sodas, dogs, chips, and gas, their itinerary includes venues where memorable events with an extraterrestrial flair have gone down, the secret Nevada mystery base being one, as well as a place known as Roswell, New Weirdo, Mexico. It's not long after Graham and Clive have motored into the Area 51 desolation that they meet up with Paul. Paul is likely the coolest freaking alien with whom any Earthling will ever make a close encounter of any kind. But the CGI little fellow, voiced by the one and only Seth Rogen of Knocked Up fame, is also a fugitive, a slacker, a joker, and a celebrity of sorts. And he's been covertly hanging out on our planet long enough to have absorbed more habits of Earthlings than you might think. Paul, we find, is even known occasionally among other alleged earthly pleasures to do a little weed. There's even a scene around a campfire that has Paul toking up with his buds, much like we laughingly remember Jack Nicholson doing in Easy Rider. Now tell me that isn't funny. Rogan, Pegg, and Frost are the perpetrators of this pretty darn funny script that arcs nicely in familiar ways and entertained a bunch of folks the night I saw it at a downtown Sacramento screening. Nice touches are also made with supporting players that appear in Paul. Take Glee's Jane Lynch as a diner roadhouse bartender, or Jeffrey Tambor of The Larry Sanders Show, cast as an arrogant sci-fi author named, get this, Adam Shadowchild. Then there's an ever-solid Jason Bateman being an icy, cold government agent with an inalienably kick-butt boss called the Big Guy. The Big Guy turns out to be Sigourney Weaver and in a gown already. Toward the close of Paul, watch for Gwyneth Paltrow's mom, Blythe Danner, to pop up and take a brief turn as the older woman who, as a little girl, saved Paul after he smashed into Earth way back in 47. You'd think this list of pretty slick actors must have fallen all over themselves trying to get into the Paul cast, and pro bono at that, maybe. Extra comedy and a little romance come in the form of Kristen Wiig of Saturday Night Live. She does the role of Ruth Bugs, the apple of Graham's eye, as well as the abducted but not-so-hip adopted daughter of Moses Bugs. He's the proprietor of the isolated Pearly Gates RV camp. John Carroll Lynch does Moses. Superbad director Greg Mottola allows for a so-in-the-niche genre motion picture with Paul, but the writing, dialogue, and cast bring more life to this goofy film than the slacker geek road movie that opened last week, or probably the one scheduled to open next week. So I'd go as far as to predict that Paul may be the funniest forgettable film to be released in a long time. The only thing that would make Paul a better, funnier movie is two more cameo roles, those being David Duchovny as Fox Mulder and Gillian Anderson as Dana Scully. The X-Filers would make their entrances just as the saucer silently rises from the parched earth and instantaneously slices through the dark night for an unknown solar system. The mirth is out there. The truth be told, the guy with his voice urges you for more of his reviews online. Simply go to TulsaTVMemories.com or into another more expansive galaxy called the International Movie Database. That one at imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the valley.